The EPA and Army Corps of Engineers proposed changes that would strip federal protections for more than 80% of the nation's wetlands. That's according to a regulatory impact analysis by the agencies. The same review shows just 13%, or around 800,000 acres of Wisconsin wetlands, would be federally protected. Aaron O'Brien with the Wisconsin Wetlands Association says the proposal's effects on state wetlands remain unclear.
Just because something's left unprotected, that doesn't mean there will be a proposal to develop it.
She says some smaller wetlands could be more vulnerable to development under narrow exemptions in state law. A legal expert says most Wisconsin wetlands have robust protections and developers would have to go through the state's permitting process. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.